Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We'll move straight on. Hopefully, on the line, I should have Hannah Griffiths from the Isle of Wight, Hampshire and Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hannah, you are. What's your job at the fire service?
So I work for the fire service to run Prince's Trust Teen Program, which is a 12-week program for young people that are not engaged in employment, education, or training currently.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
So I presume that the training is around what happens with the fire service.
Yes, so we have lots of firefighter engagement. So the firefighters, we're actually based at Redbridge Fire Station in Southampton, Sandown on the Isle of Wight, and Basingstoke Fire Station. So three different centres.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, our Prince's Trust team programme is a 12-week programme with a different sort of focus each week, but lots of team building. We do some fundraising activities, community project, work placements. And it's the benefit of being delivered by Hampshire and Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service is we have lots of firefighter engagement from the station crew. They come in and deliver sessions for our young people on road safety, fire safety. The arson team come in. So yes, they get a really good understanding of the fire service and the diverse sort of roles that are within the service.
Do they get to drive an engine?
They don't. They do get to sit in the driver's seat and pose for a photo. But they do get to wear all the kind of equipment and practice running out the hoses. They have a go in the smoke tunnels if they'd like to.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a definite practical element to this then.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's a mixture of class-based out in the community and obviously practical, lots of practical elements to obviously help with engagement with the young people.
Yeah.
And keeping it sort of varied and interesting for them.
That's good.
Sounds like a fantastic initiative. And how many people do you get through this on an average? Is it a yearly-based thing?
So we have our aim is to have about 15 people on each programme.
Yep.
And as I say, we run three from three locations, and we run three of those team programmes per year.
Yeah.
So
that's quite a lot.
One in January. Absolutely. Yes, it's quite intense. So 12 weeks starts from January. We have another one in May, and then our final team for the year will start in September.
Right. I seem to recall some years ago I was like a business mentor for the Prince's Trust for young people, and they used to have an award thing at the end of their course.
Yes, that's
absolutely do you have one of those?
Yep, so all of our young people work towards a qualification in employability, community project, and teamwork.
Yep.
And they all work towards an award, a certificate.
Yeah.
And they all sort of practice a speech. We have a presentation evening at the end of the 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And yet they formally receive their certificates and feel rightfully proud of their achievements.
Yeah, it should be, because it builds their confidence as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing to see the change in the young people from their first initial interviews and then going through the weeks as they they feel more confident and they're feeling more motivated about their future. To seeing them stand up and deliver a speech about their journey at the end, it's just incredible.
It makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is an obvious question. Do any of them then move on to become firefighters?
We have actually had that happen in the past, I believe. I'm fairly new to the role, having started in January of this year. But I do know of a young girl who came through the team programme. She wasn't in employment, education or training at the time and was so inspired by the activities she did on the team programme that she has now fulfilled her dream and she is an operational firefighter.
Well, that's great to know.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Great to know.
So have you been through the training yourself or...?
So no, so
we shouldn't really ask that, should we?
So my background is in sort of education. But actually, you know, getting to experience all of it, because as assistant team leader, we take part in all the activities for the young people. It's great fun. I've had a real insight into, you know, what it's like to be a firefighter.
Yeah.
And how do the firefighters concerned with this like it? Do they enjoy engaging with the younger people?
Oh, they're absolutely brilliant. Yeah, they're really good, positive role models for our young people. And quite often they'll tell their own personal story. They've sort of faced barriers in the past or for whatever reason didn't achieve their, you know, the grades that they wanted at school, and they've still gone on to, you know, have a really successful career. So our young people really look up to them.
That's good.
That's excellent news.
Yeah.
How can people find out more about this?
So we do have a Facebook and Instagram page. I also believe we're on Twitter. So people can look us up as Hampshire and Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Prince's Trust Team Programme.
Oh, right, yeah.
They'll be able to see videos, photos of what we've been up to. And we do sort of post quite a bit on social media about the young people's work placements, community projects. I believe that the Sandown team are at a scout hut currently, doing some maintenance and renovation to the gardens there.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically look on social media for it and you'll find it, and the details of how to get involved are there.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're looking for new recruits for the September team.
Uh-huh.
So it's 16 to 25-year-olds, and the only sort of stipulation is that they're not in any education, employment or training.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't affect any benefits they may be claiming.
Yeah.
And the 12-week programme is completely free of charge. We fund their travel expenses to sort of make sure that everyone has the opportunity to come along.
Yeah.
And, they'll have a lot of fun along the way whilst also improving their confidence and their chances of gaining a job at the end of it.
So if they had some sort of physical disability, would that disqualify them?
No, not necessarily. We, we would always meet with a young person and discuss those disabilities that, you know, may or may not be present.
Yeah.
And every effort would be put into, you know, be as inclusive as possible.
Yes.
To make sure that young person could access the programme.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for that, Hannah. Could you just repeat the Facebook address again, please?
Yes, sure. So it's on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. And it's Hampshire and Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service Prince's Trust Team Programme.
Magic.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being there. And thank you for offering that such a wonderful service to our young people. And hopefully you'll get a load more recruits for the September sessions.
Yeah, let's hope so. Thank you very much.
No problem at all.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.